Case number 9760, James and Arlene Henry, west of Road 357, being lot 24 within Martin Cox Development. They're seeking a variance from the front and side yard setback requirements. Is that correct, sir?
Aye.
State your full name and address.
James R. Henry, 6 Timberline Drive, Newark, Delaware, 19711.
You swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge, sir?
Yes, I do.
All right, fine.
Good evening, sir.
Pictures here of the, which I'll pass around. Okay.
If you hand them down to secretary.
let me just say a couple things. I called into the Planning and Zoning Commission, and they transferred me to another office. And I asked the person, because I have a handicapped daughter, 48 years old, I wanted to know about a handicap ramp, stairs, and she said, she asked me, do you have a civic association? I said, no, we do not in this development, which it is. It's mostly trailers, and it's summer. 70%, well, there's probably 5-6 families live there year-round, okay? Well, I'll be living there year-round. There are probably 5 or 6 other homes that have porches that you'll see exceed the restrictions. Some are 2 foot from a property line with a set of stairs and a ramp, you know, or whatever. So evidently she said if I kept everything within 5 feet, it'd be okay. But then when they come out to survey it, they said, and I when I drew the prints up, I showed a roof on the front door, okay? Then when they come out to survey it, they said, oh, that falls under another category. You were okay with the steps and the landing and the railings, but not the roof. Well, am I going to stand out with a handicapped child and try to get a key in without having a roof on me if it's raining? You understand? Mm-hmm. Common sense comes into some of it. And as far as the setback, I've been paying taxes on a property for 38 years there that I'll show you the setback of it and then show you the setback that they made me go to because I had to use a 30-foot, which they required me to use as my location setback. Mm-hmm. So I'll let you look through it, see what you think. Here's some of the pictures. Okay, this here is, this is the existing property next to mine. You see what his is from the property line? 3 feet, 4 inches. The next property over here is 2 feet from a property line to a deck.
Mr. Henry, let me just stop you here. We're not interested in the other.
Okay.
We're interested in just your property here, and that's what the board will rule on.
Okay.
And they will not enter any.
All right, here's my frontage.
Okay, fine. Let's get to yours.
That was 15 feet, 7 inches, because we were supposed to be back 15 feet. Mm-hmm. Okay. And I paid taxes on it for 38 years.
Okay. Okay, I'll show the board that.
These are the additional properties and their setbacks.
Okay, fine. Right.
This is my home, and this is the problem they're having with this.
Okay, if you go back up, I'll explain some things to you, okay?
Here's the pictures of the front and the stairs.
Let me explain some things to you so we don't get repetitive, okay? If you take the. They went down there, and you've got a survey. They went down to your properties, and they took a, within 200 feet each way, they took an average.
Right, 300 feet both
300
ways.
300 feet both ways, excuse me, 300. That's what they came up with. They came up with a 25-foot, 25-foot front yard average, and that's what they're basing the variances on, okay? They came up with a front yard variance. They cut you the break there, okay? Because all the other ones, they took those into consideration.
I understand.
Okay, about the side yards, that's up to the board to take care of your side yard variances.
Mr. Henry, who built the home for you?
I built it myself.
Did you get a permit?
Yes.
Okay, and did the permit have the setback requirements on it?
Well, I talked to them and they give me a 25-foot setback, but on the house, that's what I put. Then the stairs that I was told I could be 5 foot off the building, the house building.
For stairs.
Then when it came to do the survey, they said you might have a problem with the roof.
You do understand that once you put a roof on, it becomes a porch. Doesn't matter what
no,
size.
No, I didn't know that.
Okay. Right. Okay. What about on your side yard?
Yeah.
Okay. You're in violation of that setback requirement. Again, did
right.
that on the permit, it stated what your side yard setback requirement was?
Yeah, 10 feet.
How'd you miss it?
I had an inspector come to the job, and I was going to put a spiral stair in on the porch.
I'm not talking about the porch. I'm talking about the side.
The side.
You're 4 feet into the setback.
Right.
How did that happen?
Because I was talked out of putting a spiral stair in by the inspector that came to the job. He said you need 3 hands to walk up a spiral stairs from the first floor to second floor. They said it was okay if I only had a set of stairs from the ground floor to the first floor. I would have been okay. But when I went from the first floor to the second floor with the set of steps, I was in a violation.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
Well, why is the...
Because that's the way the ordinance reads. I can't
tell you know
why. That's exactly what you must, and your builder should have known that.
He was the builder.
I'm the builder.
Oh, you're the builder. And you should know that then.
I didn't.
Okay.
Okay, so your permit clearly stated what it was, and you built into the setback. So.
Right, correct.
Okay, are there any further questions?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
I have one. Did you have you talked to your neighbor on the side of your stairway in the rear?
Pardon?
Have you talked to your neighbor on the side that you're requesting a side yard variance to?
Yeah, actually, he has a dog pen and a freezer about a foot on my property, and it's been there 20 years.
All right. Well, have you talked to him about this?
No, I haven't talked to him about it. I could. That's no problem.
Thank you. Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Chairman, I'd like to move that we approve case number 9760, and I don't believe it'll alter the central character of the neighborhood. Those lots are small lots, and I know it's hard to stay within the setback. We have granted variances in that development in the past.
Yeah, but second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. McCabe, and a second by Mr. Workman. That we approve case number 9760. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Case